You know, like, what are the vegetables that you would cook in a soup? You know, like, what would you put in a homemade soup?
I put a little of everything nearby that comes out of a garden.
You put those away, you just need to name some of them.
I put butter beans, I put peas, I take snap beans and cut them real small slices.
Mm-hmm.
I put onions, I put tomatoes, and I put carrots.
What about it comes in a little, it's about as long as your finger, I guess. And it's, has little hair all over and it's green. Now, and I know you eat a lot. And you can fry it or either boil it. And then I sometimes put it in soup. And you're like, what do you call that?
It's not your onion, is it?
No. It's about as long as your finger, the entire vegetable. And sometimes you boil it with butter, like you boil it, and then you put butter on it. And then sometimes you can, you cut them up in little round sections and fry it. But first of all, you have to peel it, I guess. You put flour on it, and you can fry seeds in it. Maybe okra?
Okra.
That's right. Do you put that in soup?
Yeah, I put that in soup too.
Yeah, that's good. I love okra. I guess that's my favorite vegetable.
I like it fried, but I'm getting it non-boiled.
You like it boiled? She don't like it boiled.
She has the same kind of eating taste as I do.
I boil it fried. Mm-hmm.
First of all, you have to peel it, I guess.
But I like it in the soup.
Yeah.
You know, just a little. I don't want too much. But if
you leave an apple or a plum or a pear out in the sun, I say it'll dry up and... Is that the same thing as shrivel up?
Yeah.
What's the kind of vegetable that comes in a large leafy head?
Cabbage.
Yeah. Does, lettuce doesn't, come in a head that we grow in gardens usually, does it?
No, we don't grow them here. They grow them in Florida.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
They come in the heads?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they come in heads
in Florida. I know some people that grew some lettuce back up where we live. It was just big leaf type stuff.
No, I have grown it, but it never would just head up, pretty like you guys on the stove.
Yeah.
Never would.
It's just all that leafy stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, lettuce doesn't come.
How do you cook cabbage?
Garden.
Yeah.
Well, I just mostly cut mine up fairly fine, and put them in just a little water, and I don't let them cook there long, and then put my seasoning in it,
Just like boiled cabbage?
Uh-huh.
That's how my mom. Mm-hmm. I like cabbage.
Almost half fried, you might say, because you don't have all that pot liquor, as they call it.
Yeah, pot liquor from collards and turnip greens. I guess it's collards. You get the pot liquor and you pour it over cornbread.
That's good.
Ooh, that is. That's real good. And I never have any of that except when I go to my mama's.
Because
my little wife over here, she don't like collard greens.
I'll bring you some collard greens this week. I promise. And I'll bring you some cornbread.
That pot liquor. That's good.
I'd rather have cabbage pot liquor than
hot coffee. Now, I like cabbage. I call it cabbage juice. I like
You know, like when you have these, like the field peas, like they come in a pod, don't they? Well, when you gotta take these peas out, well, what do you say you're gonna do?
I gotta shell them.
Shell them? Is that the same thing as hulling them? Or,
I guess, but we always said shell. You got to shell your peas.
Well, is that, okay, well, after you, have all the peas out, what's left over? Is that a hull?
That's a hull.
Oh, that's the hull.
That's your hull.
Oh. Uh-huh. But then you just shell.
You shell.
I see.
So the way the hull.
I see.
You got to take these peas out.